Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is great music on Namibia's heart and soul. Now time is exactly 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is a fresh breakfast time, and that was waved by Shake and Central C. And yes, it is pronounced Shake. You're welcome. But anyway, it is fresh breakfast time, and we did promise that we're going to be having a conversation with an interesting gentleman and an overachiever, a man that has done amazing things in our business space, and he's created a platform where information sharing, networking, and mentorship is honestly just prioritized, and that is the Business Summit Namibia. And as promised, we're going to be having a conversation with Martin Nankela. How are you doing today, Martin?
I'm all good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man.
Super.
You know what? I always start my conversations with very random questions. Hey, what was the best thing that happened to you this week? I don't know if I asked you this when you were my title, but I'm going to ask you again. What is the best thing that happened to you this week?
So many good things are happening.
Okay.
Hard to pick which one.
Yeah.
But I think getting sponsors on board.
Yeah, yeah.
And this week again, getting sponsors on board.
Getting it's sponsors on
the
board,
biggest
hey?
Thing that's happening this year. So yeah, getting sponsors on board for Saturday is amazing.
We can't wait.
Yep.
Okay, what are you expecting to experience or get from the day yourself as the founder of this amazing platform?
Yeah.
What are you looking to go home with after everything is done?
So we want to learn how the future is going to look like. I think it was a lot of learnings the last few summits. It's all about learning, trying to understand where we should go. You know, looking at it from a vision perspective, understanding where we want to go. So we want to understand the people's hearts, understand what people want, and then hopefully we are able to deliver, you know, as the summit come. But I think we also want to learn from the speakers. I think Theo Baloy has been inspiring me the last few years, and you know, we want to see what we can do here in Namibia locally as well. So super excited.
Is it?
Yeah.
Speaking of Theo, by the way, I did get a couple of, you know, DMs and asking whether he's single. Do you have the answers for us, ladies? You don't know. I'm just being silly, man. The vision that you had when you started the Business Summit, that was in 2020, right?
Yeah. 2021,
yeah.
Yeah.
And looking how far you have actually come, you're celebrating the fourth Business Summit.
Yep.
Is this the vision that you had? Has it grown to the point where you've always wanted it to grow?
Yeah, 100%. I think we always wanted to impact entrepreneurs. And I think we've done just that. I think we've done a lot of evaluations over the last years. And we look at the outcomes of what people have been telling us after the summits. It's been incredible. So yes, we are satisfied. I think when we started, we didn't know it was going to be annual. We just wanted to do it a couple of times and see how it goes. But there's hunger for it, there's appetite for it, so why not? Let's keep doing it.
So Business Summit Namibia, why was it important for you to create this platform? You've probably been asked this question quite a number of times. Maybe just for anyone who's actually missed it, why was it important for you to start?
It was important to start because in 2021 was during COVID, right? And a lot of people were losing their livelihoods. And we wanted to see what can we use, you know, what can we do to improve the situation. So we decided we want to impact people so that we can use entrepreneurship as a catalyst, you know, of providing employment for people. So we know that there are certain side hustles that have capacity to scale. And when we scale those side hustles, we are able to employ more people, and in the long run, you know, impact economy, you know, from a holistic perspective. So we needed to do this, and it's going well so far.
It's going well. I'm really, really proud of you and your team, by the way.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate platforms like this generally, right? And I know like a couple of months ago we had a conversation about just empowerment events. Like, are they really worth the money and so forth? Do you guys have mentorship programs or mentorship, so to say, available in terms of the Business Summit Namibia platform?
So we are looking to build an online platform after the summit
so that
people can always go there. I think everything's going digital. So we'll have a website where people will be able to go to watch videos. People can, you know, get in touch with us. We can link them up with different organizations if they need funding, if they need mentorship and stuff like that. So we want to be that catalyst. We want to be that channel that people can use, you know, to improve their businesses. So definitely looking at how we can help people post event. So we're excited, and we are really going to do what we can to impact and empower our people.
So speaking of the main highlight, so to say, Theo Baloy, right?
Yeah.
You say that he's impacted or influenced your business in so many ways over the years. What are some of what is one of the ways that he's actually done that for you?
I think his scaling methodologies have been beyond me. I think if you look at the Batu sneaker, instead of going into retail, you know, maybe going to another shop to sell his sneakers there.
Is that the one that you have on right now? He's a cool kid, man. He came here with Theo Baloyi's sneaker. I love it. You're on brand.
I know. We have to push it out.
Right?
We have to push it out. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. So I think he's opened up his own shops. He's not, you know, retailed into other people's shops.
Yes.
So that's what I've been looking to do as well, you know, to retail our own products into our own outlets and you know, leverage off of other businesses. So I think that's one, and it's really helped him, and he's been able to impact South Africa.
So tell us about the speakers. We have CJ Ndumeni, we have Senia Shipo, and also obviously Theo Baloyi, and we also have Zaniwe Asare, right?
Correct.
Why was it important for you to handpick them specifically to be a part of the summit this time around?
Well, so I think CJ, we all know CJ has been doing a phenomenal job in the business ecosystem, from Chommy Bites and, you know, everything that he's been doing.
That's true,
So I think there's something to learn from him. And I think his influence on Yango as well has been incredible. We all know what Yango has been doing in the country for the last, I think, how many years. They've just come in, they've came to change the whole business logistics landscape. So I think there's a few learnings that we can take from there. Looking at Senia, she's been in the business for, I think, 7-8 years now.
And I remember Senia from Order With Me. She was the first 100%. Order With Me girls, and right now she's really
100%.
That was a good choice.
Exactly. So we want people that people can relate to. We want people that I can relate to as a normal Namibian. You know, we don't want people that are too far-fetched and that are not reachable, but people that I can relate to and see. But I've seen her journey. I've seen where she started from. I've seen where he has been, and look at where he is now. So it is possible. We want to inspire the black child that it is possible.
That it is possible, hey? So speaking of stalls, I've also been personally getting a lot of questions in terms of stalls. Are they still available? Or at this point, nothing is up for grabs anymore?
Unfortunately not. I mean, we're too late into
the
summit.
We're too late. So two slappies away.
Yeah, we're done. So no stalls are available anymore. I think VIP, there's maybe one or two left. I don't know. But I think we're almost sold out. Later today or tomorrow, we'll announce sold out. So we've been marketing this thing for 2 months now. So we sold out on stalls.
All right. Yeah. So anything else? I know that Water is going to be performing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. But who are the sponsors that actually came on board right now?
So Yango is our biggest sponsor, our partner. They are partnering with us. Fresh FM is our media partner.
You
know, our number
where else would you go, but okay.
We've got FNB that has come on board as well. We've got DBN that has come on board. You know, we've got RO3 Water. I think it's so many sponsors that have come
on board. Luana Printing is also on board.
100%.
Also do see that Retouch.
Retouch Graphics.
So congratulations, Martin.
Thank you so much.
For really just creating this platform. I know that a lot of people will go and that their cups will be filled. Last year, quick story, very funny actually. I was the timekeeper for Nicolette Mashile. Little did I know that God was setting me up for being the official MC. Here we are. I just have to put it out there. So it's all happening this coming Saturday, the 6th of July, 2024 at the Roman Catholic Hall. And if you still haven't gotten your tickets, please do so. Any numbers that they can contact to get their tickets?
0816970018. Or just go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, anywhere where the Business Summit Namibia. You'll find us. You'll find the link. You'll find the contact details. We've done a lot to have a footprint everywhere. So just the Business Summit Namibia everywhere. You'll find us. Yeah,
absolutely. So the gates get to open at exactly 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Come through, check out the stall, support local just business or entrepreneur, so to say. And also the event starts at exactly 4 p.m. What would you say is the dress code? How do we show up? Your best self, your future self.
Just look nice.
Okay, let me tell you what you need to do. Make sure that you come correct. Okay. But Martin, thank you so much, and we wish you nothing but the best for Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic, man. So if you still haven't gotten your tickets, be sure to get those tickets. Because Saturday is going to be amazing. If you are a business owner, you've been running on empty, you want to network, you want to partner up and collaborate with other people, like-minded people, so to say, trust me, this one is for you. That is a fourth edition of the Business Summit Namibia.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.